It's The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. Every year, more than 1.5 million people suffer serious brain injuries in the United States. In the near future, people treated at Harborview Medical Center may be given a drug that doctors hope could prevent bleeding in the brain. The drug is part of a research study waiting for final approval. If it is approved, some patients will be given this drug without their consent because they'll be unconscious and potentially in a life or death situation. Dr. Eileen Bulger is Harborview's chief trauma doctor.
We're interested in studying an FDA-approved drug that we believe is very safe, that reduces bleeding in other circumstances for patients that have a significant brain injury. We think this has the potential to directly benefit the patients that are enrolled in the study, and we think overall can reduce the risk of ongoing bleeding within the brain and could improve survival and could improve their long-term neurologic function.
But some people worry involving unconscious and unconsenting patients in a drug study is unethical. Dr. Arthur Kaplan is a bioethicist at New York University's Langone Medical Center. He told me about the strict laws that govern non-consensual research.
They basically say, first, you have to absolutely prove to the review board or ethics committee that you can't get consent. And that would include trying to do the study in a situation where you could consent maybe a relative or a family member if they were around. So you have to say, no, it's just not likely that anybody's going to be there or they're going to get there too late. Then you have to try and notify, if possible, the community or the area where you're going to do this work and say, there is going to be a research study. It's going to be in the ER. If you come in there unconscious, this is what will happen. You have to try and debrief people after they've been in the research, and you have to have a plan to disclose after the fact what the outcomes were to either the subjects or the survivors of the subjects if things failed to work.
I know that you followed the story about the proposed research at Harborview Medical Center here in Seattle. Do you think that what they're proposing fits into what you've just described? In other words, is this an ethical type of research?
I do think it fits. It basically is a situation where if you have bleeding in your brain, they're going to try different interventions to try and slow that down. Unfortunately, it happens sometimes out of the blue. So they can't wait around waiting for this to happen and then try their drugs. They're going to meet people who had out of the blue this kind of an accident. And then they're going to say, well, we have this new medicine. We think we should try it. And we can't consent you, and unfortunately your family isn't here because you were put in an ambulance, and here you are, and you're alone. They may be on the way, but we can't wait. It seems to me reasonable people would say, if you have nothing, and there's really nothing that's already done that would help me very much, try this new thing because I'd rather not die or I'd rather not face this severe brain damage. So I do think it's ethical.
Well, let's get hypothetical for a second. In what other types of circumstances might it be ethical to conduct such an experiment without prior consent?
I'll give you two examples. Let's say, sadly, you're the victim of gun violence. You're an innocent bystander. All of a sudden, someone shoots you and damages your heart. Well, normally, that injury would be fatal. But there are some techniques that doctors are trying, and they've tried them on animals, where if they lower the temperature of your body very quickly, basically by injecting kind of slushy ice into your circulation, they can put you almost in a state of suspended animation. And I'm not making this up. This is real science. Huh. And then try to repair the damage done to your heart. Normally, they wouldn't have the time. You'd die before they could do it. But maybe they could buy 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour. So obviously gunshots take place, it's an emergency, you rushed in, maybe your family isn't there, oftentimes, again, no one's there, and you're going to die. Do you want them to try that cryopreservation technique? I would say yes.
So sometimes you're saying it's okay to do this with certain types of circumstances in place. Mm-hmm. Do you worry as a medical ethicist that we go down a slippery slope? In other words, somebody will say, well, that's okay. What about this one? And pretty soon we're doing a whole lot more without a patient's consent than we had originally intended.
I do worry about that. And it's a fair question. And knowing researchers as I do, they try to push. It's easier to get things done without having to go through the consent process. So sometimes you're thinking, you know, you could study that in the emergency room, but you could also study it in the hospital. If you want to treat heart attacks, if you want to see whether a resuscitation technique is generally better, well, you could do that on real patients in the hospital and get their consent in advance and then just do the study. You don't have to hang around the emergency room and do it on people who didn't consent. So we have two protections in research. One is informed consent, and that's the one we're talking about waiving under narrow circumstances. The other is review by a committee, sometimes called an institutional review board or an ethics research committee. Every hospital that does research has one of these committees. That's the group that has to keep the eye on the researcher. That's the group that has to look at the proposed research and say, you know what, this doesn't meet these conditions. This could be done on other people. No, you can't do it without consent.
I'm speaking with Dr. Arthur Kaplan. He's a bioethicist at New York University's Langone Medical Center. So Harborview Hospital officials say one of their major reasons for conducting this particular study is that there is no other way to test this kind of emergency treatment except on people who are unconscious. And are you saying that that's a good enough reason to justify it?
I would say yes. I do believe that they're trying to intervene in a situation where there's really a lot of risk to anybody who's in this situation, and that they would be willing to say after the fact, you know what, we gave you an experimental treatment. You had a really bad situation with respect to your brain. We didn't have anything else we could do, and so we tried this new thing on you. We made you into a guinea pig without your permission, and normally that would be a huge ethical no-no. In fact, normally you might sue us for doing that. But in this case, it's justified because we tried to do the best we could for you. We're not trying to do this because we're trying to help others who come in later or to find cures 5 years from now. This is the best we had to give to you. That makes sense to me, and I think that justifies that kind of protocol.
And finally, we're talking to you just a couple of weeks after Facebook came under fire for manipulating the news feeds of some of its users. Some of us saw happy stories, some saw sad stories. I know you're a bioethicist, maybe not the New York Times ethics guy, but was this an ethical thing for Facebook to do?
You know, it's funny, I've been defending the right in some rare circumstances in emergencies to not get consent. And Facebook, I think, didn't meet that standard. So they don't have high stakes research there. They're just trying to see, can you shift somebody's emotions by fiddling around without telling the client with their newsfeed? It's small potatoes, but I think you have a right to know. So I think that particular intervention was unethical. I think that they should have given people notice in clear language that they were going to do this and said, you know, if you don't want to be part of this, you can opt out of it. But just to manipulate behind the scenes, see what the response is of a large number of their customers, that's research without consent that doesn't pass the test that Harborview is trying to invoke.
Well, Dr. Kaplan, it's been wonderful talking to you today. I've really appreciated your time.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Arthur Kaplan directs the Bioethics Division at New York University's Langone Medical Center. Harborview Medical Center is not yet administering the drug to emergency room patients. The study is awaiting approval.